Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Our question, what is the most important or embarrassing thing you have forgotten? 206-803-ROCK. We brought you the story a couple weeks ago. They say if you're boarding an international flight, gate agents check to make sure that you got your passport. Well, evidently, they don't do the same for the crew members. As a United Airlines flight that took off to from L.A. to Shanghai had to return to California because the pilot forgot their passport.
How deep in the flight were they before he realized this?
2 hours. So basically, it became 4.5 hours by the time the guy turned around. So either way, now stuck 6+ hours when they got back to to Los Angeles. So our question, what is the most important or embarrassing thing that you've forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So what's the most important thing you've forgotten there, Austin?
To talk?
Hey, guys. I just want to say it's an absolute honor and a pleasure to be a part of this show. I've been a long-time listener, and I'm very fortunate enough and thankful to be a part of the show. You guys have brought a lot of joy and comfort for me when I was on deployment underway, and made my day better, you know? You guys make me laugh all the time, so for that, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you,
brother. Man.
That's really nice to hear, man.
Yeah, thank we
you.
Never meant to do that.
I know. It's all part of the plan, though. All right. So, back in 2008, I was on a school trip to England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. It was part of the school trip I went on, and my mom lent me this really nice, it was like a Kodak digital camera. It wasn't super high-end, but it was her prized possession, of course. And, you know, it had hundreds of pictures from all the countries and everything I went and saw. And come to find out, last day of the trip, we're on the train ride to the station at the airport. And guess who forgot it right on his seat after he got off the bus?
Dude.
So all those pictures, thankfully, other people had pictures, and they were able to print them out and copy them and give them to me and my family. So
okay, well, that's your take. Like, hey, guys, thank you for taking these pictures. But what about your mom? It's like, great, we got the pictures. Where the hell is my camera?
Oh, she was pissed, of course.
Yeah, right.
She's more pissed about the camera. It was probably like a $200-$300 camera, which was a bit more back then. But yeah, I was pissed about the photos, obviously.
Yeah, wow. And one thing I learned, just with kids in general, like, I don't really let them borrow my stuff if it's going to leave the house. Because, like, I remember being a kid. I was just as dumb as they were. Like, you're going to forget stuff. It's just not that important. No matter how many times you reassure your parents, like, I got this. It's 80% true, but the 20%, right, inevitably, you're going to forget something of mine. So my thing is, like, if you want to take a phone, take your phone. Because a lot of, can I use your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. You have a phone, take that. Because here's the thing. When you tell them, if you lose your phone, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You don't have to get another one. You don't have the money. So when you say that, they tend to remember these things. Like, they get really good about it. But if they have my phone, well, they know I'll replace my phone if they lose it. So I just feel like they're kind of like, yeah, Dad, I lost your phone. Like, this is not cool. This is not cool. Now you're going to cost me hundreds of dollars. You know I'm not going to put you up for adoption, even though I want to. But God damn it, man. So that's what I don't let the kids borrow anything.
Well, as a kid, once a week I go down and visit my dad. And, I look forward to it. There's a beach. There's Disney World, there's SeaWorld, there's amusement parks and all that crap in Tampa, too. So, you know, I'm fired up weeks ahead of time. I'm going to go to the beach. This is going to be great. Yeah. He's got a sailboat. This will be fun. Mom takes me to the airport. The only thing that she did not remember to bring for me, and I was like 9 or 10, was my airline ticket.
Oh, Jesus.
So we get to the airport. And at that point in time, you know, you walk in, you walk up, you got a bag, you get on the plane.
Hey, that's it.
So we're there 20 minutes, a half an hour before the plane's going to take off. So in that time, she could walk me up to the gate.
Yeah.
We get up to the gate. She tries to explain to the woman at the front gate that there's no ticket for me. She left it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Home is an hour and 20 minutes away. Also, I don't have ID.
Yeah, of course. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Yeah.
There's no way you can prove who I am. And she's like, I am so sorry. He's really supposed to be on this plane. And the woman's just like, we'll find you an empty seat.
Really?
So she takes me down. It was
good old days.
It was Eastern Airlines.
Yep.
They sat me near the front of the plane, took care of me. I flew to Florida. No ticket. no ID, no nothing. They just trusted my mom.
And that's a child.
That she is actually my mom.
Yeah.
Which to me, I'm like, looking back, because I was crying. I was like, I'm not going to be able to go. Mom. You know. What is the most important or embarrassing thing you've forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Roger. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
¿Qué pasó? Well, what happened to me is I met my future wife at a bar one night. We hit it off, and I said, oh, I want to take you out tomorrow. So I took her, put her on the back of my motorcycle, and I drove her home. That way I know where she lives, so the next day I can go pick her up.
All right.
The next day comes around, and I go up to the, I go to the house. I go knocking at the door, and who I thought was her answered the front door. And she walks out, and we start talking. And then my wife walks around the corner, and it's her sister. And I'm looking at her, the girl I'm talking to that I thought was her, and I'm looking at her, and I'm going, okay, this is confusing. Because they're like 3 years apart, but they look similar. Plus, I was drunk the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sitting there going, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here now. And they're just laughing up a storm.
Now, were you disappointed or happy that your now wife was the one who was your now wife?
At the time, I really didn't care, but now I was. but after the wedding, I was appreciated who I married.
Yeah, oh, no, I, okay. I was so, like, at so, the time, but either one of you will do. Let's see how
so
it works.
So the sister was not the best option then?
No. But if my wife wouldn't have walked around the corner, I'd have put her sister on the back of my bike, and we'd have gone for a trip.
You know what, man? You remind me of I have a very cynical way of looking at everything. You remind me of, is it Prince Charming? Who's the guy in Cinderella, right? It's supposed to be this great love story. And just think about this. She goes to the ball. She meets this dude. They fall in love. It's going to be wonderful. He doesn't remember what she looks like. He's you. He had to go around with a shoe.
That is, think about that.
This is some big romantic thing. And I'm like, wait a minute. So this guy.
Also, she dressed up for this ball. Normally, she's looking like a housekeeper.
I get it, but you should
still. But you still should know what the
person
looks
like. But
he
went through the entire town. I mean, he had to go to every single woman in this town going, look, we had a great time last night, man, and I got your shoe. No idea what you look like. Just see if your gnarly ass foot fits in there.
You had sex with someone, and you couldn't even remember who they were.
And also, rats turned into horses. Like, I'm not that upset Prince Charming had to go try the shoe.
But don't, look, that's fine.
There's a lot of weird things in that story.
But don't call it romance if it's like, I don't know
but they didn't have sex.
I know.
You had sex with a woman, and you didn't even know who she was.
But I didn't go looking for her.
I know that.
We both knew each other.
If the next day I
went in front of the entire town and said, one of you women, I had sex with you, I just can't remember your freaking face. I hope it's you over there to the left, not you. Damn it.
You're going
to
do the Cinderella treatment and see which one fits the slipper?
Yeah, I mean, you fit the slipper rather nicely.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. I totally like. But this was not a love story.
I've never done that.
My story is that I had sex with this chick. We could not remember. We knew each other from somewhere. It took us, 30, 45 minutes. We finally pieced it together, and then it's like, so how you been? That's actually my response
was.
But this is not a romantic story. I'm not going to make a cartoon over the fact that I am Prince Charming.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time for a little, your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play, although our contestant just dropped off the line. Guess what? We don't have time for that. So you guys will be playing. Your guess is as good as mine.
All right.
Lucky you.
We got time for that.
Best and worst car brands or America's hot sauce? What do you want to do?
Let's do hot sauce only because I saw the car brands earlier.
Okay.
So
and I can't guarantee y'all remember.
Most popular hot sauces?
Yeah, these are the 10 most popular hot sauces across the United States of America.
I don't know why it's something like that.
I was going to say, you have a stroke or what?
Hot sauces. Yeah.
Most popular.
Right. It depends on where you live, on what you choose to enjoy.
Everyone like these.
It really does. So, I'll get into
dude,
those.
We're going to talk about them sauces now.
I'll get into those specific areas as we go on. But you guys know the game. These are the top 10 hot sauce and chili sauce brands in the United States.
All right.
Do we have a guess? Just get this thing going.
Frank's.
Number one.
Yep.
Tabasco.
Tabasco, number six.
Wow.
Sriracha. Sriracha. Number two. That is Hufong Foods, right?
Let me check.
Sure.
Hufong Foods?
Hufong Food? Crystals.
Yes, you're right.
It is. Crystals.
Oh, Crystal. Yeah. Crystal hot sauce.
Believe it or not, not on the list.
No way.
Really?
Man.
Dumb sons of bitches.
I grew up on that. Texas Pete.
Texas Pete is seven.
Attaboy.
TP. has anybody heard of Louisiana hot sauce?
Yes.
Louisiana brand number eight.
That's
Ooh, what about...
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure something real quick here on the crystals. Uh-oh.
Did we already say Tabasco?
Yes.
Okay.
No, wait, you said Louisiana brand.
Yeah, and then Tabasco was six.
Okay, Tabasco so we did six. Get Tabasco. All right.
What was Louisiana? Eight?
Louisiana was eight, yes.
Yep.
Oh, shoot, we're missing a big old chunk right in the middle there. We got Frank's, we got Sriracha.
What about Chihuly? Or Cholula.
Cholula, yeah, there you go.
Chihuly's an artist.
Right. Cholula is number three. So far, you've got Frank's. You've got Sriracha. You've got Cholula. Oh. You've got Tabasco, Texas Pete. Louisiana brand. You've got six out of the ten with one strike against you.
What's that other one that I'm missing? It's got a wooden cap on it and white label.
I know what you're talking
about. That's Cholula.
Cholula has the wooden cap.
Yeah.
There's also a very popular brand that I like that I know is Mexican. It's just Victoria.
Victoria. Ah, you're close.
Maybe, am I not? Is it Valencia?
Valentina.
Valentina.
Valentina. Valentina. Number 10. I figured it out. Okay, there's one, believe it or not, when it comes to hot sauce, there's one fast food establishment that's got a hot sauce that everyone talks about.
Arby's horsey sauce? No.
No.
A hot sauce that everyone talks about.
Taco Bell. Fire.
Taco Bell hot sauce is number five on the list. Horsey sauce. Well, I guess that is technically hot. You know, I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's horseradish, so that isn't...
There's two left.
What is it? Tapatio.
Tapatio number nine.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Thank you, Texters.
There's one more. I don't know if I know this one or not. I got to look at the label.
Ooh.
This is the one I meant to look at earlier, and I forgot because I'm an idiot.
We ran right up on this thing.
It's a hot sauce. It's a popular hot sauce that people like.
Popular hot sauce.
I do like that Valentino.
Oh. You know, I guess I've seen this.
You see it in diners from time to time?
It's called Berman's.
Berman's hot sauce.
Oh, you know what, dude? That's one of those grocery stores. I think you get it at like Wegmans or something, but it's like, I think it's specific to a special store.
Okay. It's number four on the list, so it does very good. Here are your top 10 hot sauces in the U.S. Valentina, number 10.
I'm not sure
nine.
I'm familiar with Valentina.
Dude, it's that bottle. Any Mexican fruit
they have
stand.
It over here.
They always have it. It's just standard red bottle.
Yep.
The label looks like it has one of the Mexican states on it.
Yeah. Okay. That giant-ass bottle next door upstairs.
I know exactly what
it's
you're talking about.
It's very mild. Like, I love that.
It's really good.
Stuff.
It's not good on chicken wings, but it's good on Mexican food. I've tried it with chicken wings. It's just, I don't know, something's different.
Yeah.
Louisiana brand.
Yeah.
Texas Pete, seven. Tabasco, six. Taco Bell, five. Berman's, four. Cholula, three. Hufong Foods, number two. And Frank's Red Hot.
Hufong Poo.
Hufong Foods. And Frank's Red Hot, number one.
I know you got to search for it, but do yourselves a favor. Go online. Get some of that Old Bay hot sauce.
Oh, dude, yeah. That's stuff.
No, it's
I mean, it Mike and his wife came over once for breakfast, and I had it, and they were like, holy cow.
I will say this. Good. Even if you're not prone to heartburn, that'll give it to you.
It's worth it.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
I don't make this mistake with my kids. I was called the wrong name so many times. It's one of those things.
Relax,
you know,
Natalie.
You know, right. You know when you grow up with something that just pisses you off to the point where you're like, I'm never doing that?
Yes.
I will forget everything else. I am not going to forget that. You know, like, I am no brain surgeon. Like, and I've told this story before, and you guys were present for it, but when we were moving out here, we all moved out first. We stay in this, we still see the apartment.
You can see it right there.
You can see it right there.
There's three buildings in front of it.
This is bad.
Yeah, man. It was real bad. Okay, so I'm going out with this girl, and I talk her into moving out here. Now, she lived her entire life in Baltimore. She did not want to leave her family. She did not want to move out here. But she agreed to, because, you know what, we got a job, and she's like, you know what, let's give it a shot. Let's find out what Seattle's all about. So, her cousin agrees to drive out here with her.
The non-lesbian?
3,000 miles. Yes.
I was just checking.
Drives a Subaru. 3,000 miles across the country with two dogs in the car.
Uh-huh.
All right?
That sucked.
The car breaks down at least two or three times outside of Chicago, and then another time, and I don't know where in the hell they were, Wyoming or something. So it's not an easy venture at all, man. It's been a task, and her cousin is going to fly back one way and go back home. Cousin is her best friend. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been best friends since they were kids. She doesn't want to leave her either. Blah 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 blah. It's like the first night we're all together.
It was.
And we go to the quarter over here on Madison. And the owner of the bar comes over, and I was like, hey, I just want you to meet my girlfriend, Beth. That was my ex-wife's name.
Yeah.
That was not my girlfriend's name. The woman who just drove 3,000 miles across the country, I called her the wrong name.
Mm-hmm. On her first night
at a bar. And then this person who doesn't normally get wound up too much, tuned up, goes to the bar and starts ordering Yukon Jack.
Oh.
That's how much I screwed up that night. And I mean, it took months for this not to be hanging. This cloud walked over my head.
It was still over
for
you.
Months.
She just didn't bring it up anymore.
Months, right.
But and was, I will say this.
Oh, my God.
As someone who had nothing to do with it but seated at the table. It was awesome.
It was awful.
Right. And I had
it
sat down.
No,
table.
It wasn't.
So I
yes,
missed.
It was. It was awful.
Oh, it was a fun night.
It was.
Because, right,
tremendous.
I didn't hear what you said. There's like a whole group of us, right?
Jesus.
I just see the woman you're talking Jesus. About get up. And again, she just wasn't like that kind of drinker. And she's like, let's go to the bar. I was like, all right. And she's like, let's do some shots. Like, all right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're going to shoot some pool. All right. Like, I was like, because
you want to do some cocaine?
I have all no right. idea she's pissed. I'm just like, got a little fire in her tonight.
That's right.
Like, all right, I'm game.
She did have some fire in her.
Right.
God.
And then I think I came back to the
God.
Table and I was made aware of what happened. And then I didn't want to go finish the game of pool.
Yeah, but you know what, man? It was like, I tried to justify it.
You
like,
don't
look,
want to go back over there.
Well, no, because eventually it's going to, you know me, now that I know, I don't, like, now I'm on edge because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
So. Okay, first, there's a couple
she
things.
Didn't move out of here so from you, Ted.
There's a couple
I
things.
Will say, though, I had never really dated a girl till after this incident, and I have always been deathly afraid to screw up the name.
So, you know, yeah. I was with my first wife for 10 years.
All right.
And I probably wasn't out of that relationship for more than two or three at this point. And this is the...
How long do you need?
Dude,
I mean,
apparently,
man, how long
apparently
do you need? You just
longer,
said you were out of it for two or three
apparently
years.
Apparently longer... Than
God
that.
God damn.
And man, I'm man. And you know what, too?
And as though their names are super close.
God, and to make it even worse, here's the thing. They look alike at this point, okay? So I
Ooh, we should tell Mike that story.
Oh, my God. So they honest to God, it looks like I just took my ex-wife and cloned her with a newer version.
Oh,
right?
God, okay.
It's that bad.
But with a different name.
It's that bad. So I can't remember.
This is years ago in Baltimore. And my mom lived in the same kind of general area as his first ex-wife.
Okay.
So I know his girlfriend. I have never met the ex-wife. We go in. He's picking up his kids first. His kid, and he just we get in the car, and he goes, not an effing word.
What? What would I say?
Well, she walked outside.
So you have a
and
type.
I said, don't say a freaking thing, man. I know what's going through your head right now, which is, oh, my God, is that messed up.
And you're right.
Do you know why? Because it's messed up.
You got a type.
Back to Nick Cannon.
Miles of sight.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say you have a type, like, no real specific type.
Right, like,
there was actually
a boobs. Look, it's like a general type.
There was a woman who walked out of this building. I think it was last week.
We all know who our wheelhouse is.
But this woman was pretty much a spitting image of the previous two wives, right?
And I stopped dead cold.
And I just looked at him. And it's like, we didn't have to say anything. It's like... Take a gander at that I know that you're super attracted to her because she looks just like.
Exactly. Soak it in, buddy.
Exactly. I'll just stop for a second. I stopped today. Oh, God, this is really, really awkward. I was coming up out of the garage, and there's a woman getting into the elevator. So I look over, and she looked up at me. I stopped walking. I was just like, and I think my mouth kind of opened up a little bit. I was like, oh, hello. Hello, good morning. She looked at me like, you all right, man? I was like, yeah, I'm okay. Back to Nick Cannon.
Idiot.
That's the one.
That dumbass.
Right.
Can't get his name straight.
Hey, you better up screwing up your kid names than the girlfriend.
No kidding,
that
man.
That would not have been nearly as harsh.
No, because your kids just say I'm the other one. You're like, cool, right? And it's glossed over. Doesn't work that way with wives,
no.
Girlfriends.
I wasn't mad at my mom for, you know, calling me my sister's name.
And you got used to it.
I was just like, I know.
I promise you this.
It'll take you forever to get there. But
your wife will never get used to you calling her by an ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, no. Maria. Oh, damn it. Sorry, baby. Sorry.
I couldn't let that go. I couldn't let that go either. I mean, if she's like, Andrew, what's for dinner tonight? I'd be like, wait a minute. This is ammunition I'm going to carry on me forever.
It was Andrew pepperoni and nipples.
No, that was Josh.
Ah, okay.
I think, yeah. But they weren't really pepperoni. They're more salami, I think.
That's how I know the guy.
I don't know that I've had a girlfriend call me the wrong name. I've definitely had a girlfriend confuse me. Like, for her ex or something. And I was just like,
How?
Just like, she was like telling a story and like, oh, yeah, he did this and that. And I was like,
No, I know.
I was like, you know me. I was like, honey, that wasn't me. Like, I didn't. I was like, that must have been your last boyfriend. I have never done that or participated
What's worse, that calling you by the wrong name or inserting you in a story
that you weren't a part of?
I was fine with it. I was like, all right, she has the type.
I mean, as long as it wasn't like Disneyland or something. Like,
No.
It wasn't just huge.
Yeah. Like, of like the three girls I've seriously dated, two of them definitely, I don't know. I can't tell you what their types are. But like the one girl definitely, like, when I saw pictures of her ex, I was like, that doesn't look that different than me.
Yeah.
So like, you screw up the story, fine.
You know all the guys that my wife's into. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've had girlfriends before where they have gone out with people, and I always ask you, well, what's her new husband like? And
yeah.
It's like,
And
so I'm just saying, like, you know, you're always shocked to see people that, you know, someone you've been with either before or after has dated. Because half the time it's not like my first two wives that look exactly the same. You know, that is the oddity there. I mean, when you see those people,
it's not to
who they've gone out with, you're like, huh, how the hell did I get thrown into that equation?
Then you ask yourself, am I the one that made sense or do I make the least sense?
Correct.
Right? And the where am I in the good looking pecking order?
Am I the curveball in this?
Am I the rebound? That's what you're asking yourself.
Yes. I like to think of myself as like the, let's try something new.
Uh-huh. Like the special on the menu.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've been to the restaurant.
It's not going to be around the menu for
darker
long.
Darker pigment, right? It's like, let's try one of these white guys.
Okay.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. We were talking earlier about 4th of July coming up and kind of the classics that are there. So basically, they took a poll on some of the things. The BuzzFeed poll backed it up as well. Just some of the classics. Which do people prefer, right? Now, obviously, when you live in luxurious style like the head chef, you don't have to pick, right? You're going to have both things.
Of course.
Whatever you need, right? We'll be in the mansion down by the pool.
So whose house are you going to? Who's supplying all these things?
The head chef will be in a tube.
Nice.
Yeah. Basically, they're just asking either or, all right?
Okay.
Now, obviously, and I'm kidding, but most people, these are not expensive foods.
Yeah.
Most people are not going to mind if you have both. But let's say you had to make a choice.
All right.
Line in the sand, all right?
All right.
So we'll start pretty easy. This is not even a battle on this one. Grilled veggies or corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Yep.
Corn on the cob got 70% of that.
Yeah,
food.
Yeah, fine.
Only 70?
Well, you know those people.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, grilled vegetables are good.
Yeah,
I can agree with you.
I did it last night.
But to sit there and honestly say, no, I'd rather have grilled veggies than corn on the cob, it's like you're a stone cold liar.
You don't like corn.
Or you don't like corn.
You legit just don't like corn.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of ways people are de-corning the cob these days.
De-corning it?
That's like a new thing, man. I mean, you can always just take like a knife and cut off the corn.
Yeah.
But now people are figuring out little hacks and stuff. I saw one the other day. And the guy was just like shoving it through a circle, like a hole, and all the corn would just pop off.
What's wrong with just eating it on the cob?
Yeah.
Well, if you were going to make, say, an elote.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I myself buy a elote dip, but if you were going to make it, well, that's the problem. Elote's got so wrapped up in dips, people for appetizers, restaurants do this because that's why you pay more to go to restaurants.
Yeah.
But I'm with you at home. You could still street corn elote, the Mexican style, like it's just still supposed to be on the cob.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I would highly recommend to...
It's not bad, though, if you buy a frozen bag of corn and make it that way. I've done it numerous times, just in a little pan.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Trust me. You know, you talk about traditions. I don't want to sound white trashy, but, like, I have a tough time having Thanksgiving dinner without...
White Claw? You said trash. I was just trying to fill in the
I feel it.
Like the microwavable corn in the butter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
All right. And you know what? He was talking about how much he loves this one thing earlier, but it's going up against another one of your favorites, Montgomery. Baked beans versus cornbread.
Baked beans. I'll get enough bread from buns on hot dogs or hamburgers. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty good at that.
All right, let's just for argument's sake, let's say these people aren't doing hamburgers and hot dogs, though. They're just actually barbecuing, and there's cornbread there and baked beans.
Well, see, here's the thing. If it was chili, I'd take the cornbread.
All right.
But since it's baked beans, I'm going to take the baked beans.
Baked beans are fine on their own. Cornbread needs something else to go with it to make it even better.
Cornbread won this one, 58%. Pretty much people were split. What was the breakfast place that sent us a bunch of cornbread?
That would be the Buttered Biscuit down there in
God.
Did they make it through COVID? God, I hope so.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I mean, I would take baked beans most of the day of the week, but their cornbread I would take.
I would take their cornbread over
just about anything.
I've never had cornbread like that in my life.
Their second location didn't make it, but they're still down there in Sunrise.
If you have corn on the cob, why do you need cornbread? I guess is my question. You know, because if I'm going to pick corn on the cob, I'm already corned.
Yeah.
You know, I've got my
corn.
I got my corn.
Well, I mean, look, if you want to break it down, corn is obviously very starchy and not a green leafy vegetable.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's a holiday. Corn on the cob counts as your vegetable. Eat that cornbread, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Cornbread counts as a vegetable.
I don't even know how this is an argument. Watermelon or pineapple?
Watermelon.
Unless
you have barbecue.
If you're grilling a slice of pineapple, I'm interested.
Yep.
But at no point will I take pineapple over watermelon.
I will.
Really?
Yeah, I know. A black man is saying this out loud, but I will take...
Come on, Ted.
It could no, I just mean
I
watermelon.
I can hear the accusation.
He's
in
allowed
your voice.
To like pineapple.
I got your point.
I didn't bring up Frank.
Why do you got to grill it?
I mean,
what if it wasn't grilled?
What, the pineapple?
Yeah.
I don't dig on cold pineapple,
really?
Man. Yeah.
I do,
not
man.
Even the chunks in the jar. Oh, that's pretty good.
That would
be a better word
like,
than
do you
chunks.
Like pineapple juice? So I have pineapple juice in my refrigerator all the time.
If I have a date.
Okay. All
right. All right. Macaroni salad? Or, oh, by the way, 69% took watermelon.
Yeah, nice. They did.
Macaroni salad or mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
I'm taking mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
No. Not on the 4th.
Mac and cheese
I'm taking macaroni salad.
All right, I'm going to back up Montgomery on
this
one.
I'm taking cold salad.
Yeah, he's
outside?
Not wrong.
Hot, cold salad.
I get it, but I'm still taking the mac and cheese. I just like cheese, man. But look, if you had chili, you wouldn't be. Somehow, chili is like the one hot
See, if
thing
I had chili, then I would
people
have macaroni
eat
and cheese.
In the heat.
Yeah, but if I had chili, I had a macaroni and cheese. It just seems to go better. But for some reason, when I think outdoor grilling, I think I need that cool because it's typically hot. So I'd rather have a cold salad.
I'm with you. And I think macaroni salad, to me, that's just something you eat so irregularly.
Yeah, that's true.
That, like, it's fun. Also, hot take, I think mac and cheese is overrated.
Really?
Some of it could be really good, but, like, I don't know. Like if I go to, like for instance, if I go to a barbecue place, like...
That's not your side.
It's just not. Yeah.
It is weird. The barbecue joints, typically, if they offer mac and cheese on the side, that's the one time I don't want mac and cheese.
Well, it's because you can get mac and cheese in a lot of other places, but the sides in a barbecue place are unique enough you want to get those there.
But I feel like they do the worst on the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You know, as far as your sides go.
I'd rather have coleslaw.
I want greens and some type of bean. Now, I will say.
Greens and beans.
Green beans. How about why don't you get green beans?
Yeah, green beans.
Right,
there
it.
We go. You get two birds.
Like, Beechers. We had green beans today. Beechers, worth it. Like, that's an exceptional mac and cheese to me.
Yes.
You know, you can buy that in the frozen food section.
I know. Yes, I know. Every time I walk by and see their lasagna, I can hear your voice going, you can buy
it's cheese curd lasagna with meat.
All right, this is a tough one. Potato salad or coleslaw?
Potato salad.
Potato salad. I love coleslaw, too.
So do I.
66% said potato salad.
Right.
It feels more right for 4th of July. But going back to the argument, it feels better for 4th of July.
But shouldn't potato salad be up against macaroni salad? Isn't that more of an even matchup?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hey, I agree. I'm just reading the results.
Right,
man.
Sure,
I
know. You didn't make the poll.
I'd still pick potato salad in that fight, Montgomery.
Yeah, me too, probably.
Over macaroni salad, yeah.
I mean, if you had, because generally all three of them hang out in the same area, like the grocery store, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're right. Potato salad gets taken first.
For sure.
Then coleslaw, then macaroni salad.
I just like sometimes to throw like a black olive in your macaroni salad.
Well, sometimes too, it depends. Like I told you, my mom used to make like a pasta salad that was like spaghetti noodles with like cheese and deli meat or like salami.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. All right. Sausage or ribs?
Ribs.
Oh, easy on the speed of that one.
Ribs. You don't get ribs very often. You can make sausage. Yeah. I make sausage a lot.
You know what? Honestly, it would depend on what the sausage is. But because, again, we bring up andouille or boudin. I'm taking that. But assuming it's your standard sausage, you're going to throw it. I'll take ribs.
I think also sometimes. Go ahead, Mike.
I would be excited about the sausage, which means that ribs is the right answer here. Because if the grill opens and there's ribs and sausage on there, I'm going to go, ooh, sausage. However, I know I'm going to get a rib.
I think the thing is, it matters on what the sausage is more.
Yeah.
Generally, everybody kind of likes ribs. But man, sometimes you go to a barbecue place and I'm like, I'll try a link. And it's just like, Jesus, this is good.
Right. It's just different, man.
Yeah. All right. Chicken or pulled pork?
Pulled pork. Pulled pork.
Yeah.
And look, pork. I like chicken. I'm a friend of chicken. But if you got pulled pork,
again,
sorry, chicken.
4th of July, pulled pork.
I think I'm going pulled pork. But sometimes, man, you go to a barbecue place, you'd be shot. Like, I'm like, damn.
Good grilled chicken.
It's always smoky.
It's smoky and it's done proper.
Yes.
Right? It's not like most people at home, just it's going to be too dry or not, or you know what I mean? It's like the skin's not crispy. Like, sometimes that smoked stuff is good. All right, now here's the number one challenge. Burgers or hot dogs?
This is easy for me. Hot dog.
I'm going hot dog July 4th.
Just because I have hamburgers all year. But the hot dog is guaranteed for me on the 4th.
See, for me, my first go on at the 4th of July grill is a burger.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going hot dog. One, for whatever reason, if there's hot dogs, I'll eat like three of them.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
If it's a burger, I have a burger.
Also, hot dogs you can have all year long, that long, but you rarely do have them off the grill, which is the best way to have a hot dog.
Agreed.
You're right. And look, like we're saying, if you're to a 4th of July thing, you're probably having a hot dog and a hamburger.
And a hamburger, yeah.
But yeah, I'd say
pulled pork.
If there's a grill, though, I'm with Miles. I think I'm taking that hot dog over the burger. So, anyhow, either way, have a good 4th. Get all this food. Hook your people up.
That's right. I'll pick up some Men's Room beer brats from Uli's Famous Sausage.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to The Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Tony, are you sober or not sober?
Non-sober.
Oh, did you just take a bong rip, man?
Dude, you literally guys just caught me. I was like, man, I've been hold for a little bit. We need to pick it back up here.
You know that's gonna happen that way every time. Okay, Tony, who is the best-looking member of your family? A parent, sibling, aunt, uncle, or cousin?
I'd probably say my mom.
Your mom.
All right.
Yeah. Have other people said that?
Safe call.
Did your friends hit?
Yes.
Think your mom was hot?
Hit? Think?
I definitely had a couple of them, but luckily my buddy Steven had a hotter mom, so it worked out.
Okay. Thank God.
Dude, Steven's mom was hot.
Thank you.
Yeah, she was. Baby. Legs for days.
Nice.
God, my buddy.
Hey, Ted Larpon. Love the podcast, brother.
Oh, thanks, dude. Appreciate that.
New episode out now.
Well, there is. Got a new sponsor, too. On the Odyssey app.
Hey, there you go. There you go. I thought you were going to say dip responsibly.
I almost said dip responsibly. I heard a sound effect.
It's got an update. We're not dupods, man. We're bipeds. They're right. We're bipedal. We're bipeds.
I thought that would go
What's
to
What's wrong bipedal? Does that make you giggle?
It sounds insulting.
Bipedal?
I'm bipedal.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you walk on two legs.
Man, don't be talking to me, you bipedal.
Well, you mean biped at that point. All right, Tony, your question. The plane carrying what country's rugby team crashed on October 13th, 1972, inspiring the movie Alive?
Ooh, gosh, I am not familiar with that. I don't know my history, and I was born in 86, boys, so...
Way to rub it in.
Gosh, sorry, what was the question again?
So, the plane carrying what country's rugby team crashed on October 13th, 1972. So you've never heard about this at all?
They no, ended up they ended up eating each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a famous
movie. Oh, it was that one?
It's, yeah. It's a South American country.
That's I know where it crashed. I know it's South. I just don't know which country.
Right, that's the thing. I always get it wrong, but yeah. So, yeah, that's the story. Those guys up in the mountains.
Thanks for the hint. At least you gave me the continent there because I was going for another one. let's go Brazil.
Brazil.
Was it Bolivia?
It was not Bolivia.
Was it Colombia?
It was not Colombia.
Hang on.
Chile.
Peruvian?
Not Peru. I always think Peru. It's not
Venezuela.
No. Nope.
It's not Chile?
It's not Chile.
Argentina.
Not Argentina. Come on, man.
What else is down? Venezuelan.
Uruguay.
Of course it's Uruguay.
That was your next guess.
Uruguay.
I don't know why I repeated that.
Well, you're a girl.
Paraguay.
Yeah, because there's your guy in Paraguay, right? Yeah. Paraguay.
A lot of guys down there.
Yeah, a lot of guys. There's a pair of guys over there. You're a guy.
There's a pair of guys there.
A pair of guys. You're a guy. Clean shaven. We call her Brazil. All right.
Tastes nice. That's chili.
The one with the big butt called the chili. Little incontinent. All right. Here is your question. Who was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's father? He was a serious D-man.
He was.
What?
Cover your nose.
I even remember.
You don't remember?
I remember watching that movie.
You don't remember watching.
No, I do.
Okay, thank
you.
Is
there a party named after this guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of eating people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can I get a hint or something? I got nothing here, guys.
There's a party named after this and also a kebab.
That's very right, yeah.
If you pronounce it like I would.
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't know that until I started.
Shish kebab?
Shish kebab the reindeer.
This is my dad's shish kebab. I think his fate has been sealed. Donner.
Is it Donar? Oh. Is that how they would say it if you were over in England?
Dooner.
I call it Donner.
What's a Donner party?
Dooner.
You don't remember the Donner party?
They were on the Oregon Trail, and they get stuck because they timed it out wrong. And they literally had to eat each other, too.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't heard a lot about cannibalism. Until the rugby thing.
Right.
Okay. It's a lot of cannibalistic questions on this one.
What's wrong with you?
Technically, we're just talking about Rudolph's dad.
All right.
Wasn't really involved in the cannibal part.
Yeah, but you did the cannibal question before that. Now it's a cannibal question again.
What was cannibal? No.
Oh, a plane that crashed in from Uruguay.
Uruguay, yes.
Uruguay.
Uruguay.
That's two cannibal questions in a row.
All right, your question, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes, exactly. That's
insane. Hang on. In Thrill's defense, Mike's hint turned it into an eating people clue again.
Because Mike wants to eat people.
Yeah, but he's a Donner party where they eat people. It's the name of the...
Well, Donner the Reindeer ate
people. Yes, I'm saying, how do you know?
We don't know that.
That's right. Oh,
we don't know that Donner did not eat people.
I don't know that.
Right,
maybe
don't just throw it out there.
He ate elves.
If you damn. He was such a D on that show, he may have... Who's your buddy Herbie? I'm going to eat him.
Doesn't want to make toys. He'll make a meal.
I'm Donner and I'm goddamn crazy.
And hungry.
My son's a freak and I'm going to eat an elf.
Get over here, dentist.
Kiss my ass saying I'm eating another elf. All right. Your question, what was the name of the main villain in the movie Justice League? Just the name of a classic rock band.
Yeah.
That's not my... I've never seen Justice League.
Neither have I.
What was the song?
I am racking my... Born to Be Wild.
Okay.
Born to Be Wild.
So you're looking for the band for that one?
It's the same as the name of the villain in Justice League. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
And he was a cannibal, I thought.
God, I got nothing. I'm just going to throw out a guess. Sublime.
Sublime. Nice. That's a pretty cool name for a villain.
My God, it's Sublime.
Sublime.
He's destroying the city.
Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf. Right. That is correct.
Oh.
Steppenwolf.
Not to be confused with his cousin Steppendew. All right.
Steppencow.
All right, your question. What meat is Wiener Schnitzel traditionally made from?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel. I want to say, is that just pork?
Veal.
Question five, Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a smart guy. He's just struggling right now.
That's fair. It happens.
Dude, you're just not hitting the wheelhouse, boys.
Sorry, man. Well, here's a question.
You're not hitting the spot.
We all do better by ourselves. Sometimes when you're called to the stage, you know,
we don't do as well.
I honestly feel like that, and I laugh at every caller that says that. So, oh, and by the way, every caller out there, please just give a guess. I hate it when you guys are just like, I don't know, I give up. Just throw a guess out. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Say it louder for those in the back, Tony.
Say something. Please. I beg you. I see every time when you guys do this, you drive me bananas. That's my soapbox.
Bananas.
You. I mean, look, man, you did it. We asked Rudolph's father's name. You just went shish kebab. Doesn't matter. Just throw something out there.
Right?
Doing their kebab.
You got to.
All right, Tony, here's your question. Don't act like you don't know this. What type of berry is tested for ripeness by seeing if it bounces?
Oh, that'd be a blueberry.
Cranberry.
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 How did you know that?
You don't bounce your cranberries?
Well, I do when no one's home.
The older you get.
So would they be mad at the grocery store if I start bouncing cranberries off the floor? Like, hey, man.
I don't know if I've actually seen cranberries that weren't loose. That weren't processed to some degree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if they're in a gel, they're still like, you know, in a kind of a...
All right, here's your question. What band has the most number one hits with 20 songs hitting number one?
Ooh.
It's kind of not a surprise.
Tony, you were the fifth one. You were the fifth.
That's exactly right.
Fifth Beatle, Tony.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, right on. Good talking to you, boys.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, man.
See you, Tony.
Email the guys at themensroom at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
We made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast country superstar Leanne Rimes.
Superstar?
Superstar. She was, look, if I've heard
she was.
You must be a superstar. Either way, if you're like me, you also did not know that Leanne Rimes had a lot of dental surgeries. And now has a bridge where her front teeth are. Well, this past Saturday, Leanne was performing a concert, and during her song, Can't Fight the Moonlight, her teeth fell completely out of her mouth.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They fell completely.
Can you sing without teeth?
Well, apparently not, because she immediately stopped, told the audience, hold on. She runs to the side of the stage, pops her teeth back in. And then even worse than that,
oh my God.
She had to keep pushing her teeth back in every few lines while she was singing for the rest of the concert.
Oh wow.
God.
That is...
Wow. I'm with Miles. It seemed like... I'm sure she didn't want the photograph of it, but it seems like you just leave it out and sing.
Man, try to sing without your teeth. You're
teeth
performing
you're
a concert,
you're
though, man.
I don't
you're
know.
Pushing your tongue against your teeth sometimes.
I mean,
right?
Like, yeah. Put your lip or your
right.
teeth...
Here.
Your now teeth imagine here. You paid money... To hear a performer sing, and they're talking to you like this,
like this,
man.
Oh, like, man, the rock.
I mean, right.
Tour is called the Pudding Years.
Oh no,
yeah.
The Pudding Years.
Yeah, sponsored by what's it, Sativia?
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, no, you know what Eddie likes. Okay.
Yeah.
Do it like you do it on stage, baby.
Yeah. Unfortunate for her,
yeah. You don't need them. Seriously.
Thing into the microphone.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.